With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Florida officials and residents are preparing for another major hurricane barely 2 weeks after another catastrophic storm struck the state. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says you hide from wind and you run from the water, but you can't contend with the storm surge.
The one thing that people can control is if you are in an area that is vulnerable to this surge, if you get out of there, the chance of you being able to ride this out and returning home safely is very, very high. If you stay in there and you got 10 feet, you're really, really taking a risk with your life and your safety.
Hurricane Milton now a Category 5 and aiming for a direct hit on the Tampa-St. Petersburg area Wednesday. Also at SRNnews.com, Georgia Supreme Court is reinstating the state's six-week abortion ban. The ruling comes a week after a lower court struck the ban down. The six-week ban will now remain in effect while the Georgia Supreme Court considers the state's appeal of last week's decision. There's been a cyber attack on a major utility supplier. Lisa Dwyer has more on the story.
The largest regulated water and wastewater utility company in the U.S. says it was the victim of a cyber attack, prompting the firm to pause billing to customers. New Jersey-based American Water provides services for more than 14 million people in 14 states and on 18 military installations. American Water says that it became aware of the unauthorized activity last Thursday and immediately took protective steps, including shutting down certain systems. The company does not believe its facilities or operations were impacted by the attack. Customers will not face late charges while its systems are unavailable. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A pro-life activist issues a warning.
2 years ago, in an incident that attracted national attention, the FBI raided the home of Mark Houck in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And he says if Kamala Harris is elected president in November, the same thing could happen to you. Speaking at the Family Research Council's recent Pray, Vote, Stand summit, Houck warned that if President Biden weaponized the Department of Justice to go after pro-lifers, Harris is bound to do the same. Houck was charged with blocking access to an abortion clinic. He was later acquitted by a jury and is now suing the administration. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It was back to work Monday for the Supreme Court. The highest profile case on the agenda so far is a fight over transgenderism that's focused on state bans on puberty-blocking drugs for kids. It probably will be argued in December. Republican-led states have moved to tackle the issue with bans on the drugs as well as sex change operations and boys playing on girls' sports teams. This is SRN News. An American in his 70s is sentenced to nearly 7 years in prison in Russia for fighting in Ukraine.
Prosecutors said Stephen Hubbard signed a contract with the Ukrainian military after Russia sent troops into the country in February 2022, and he fought alongside them until being captured 2 months later. Hubbard, from the state of Michigan, is the first American known to have been convicted for fighting as a mercenary in the Ukrainian conflict. Russian news reports say the charges carried a potential sentence of 15 years, but prosecutors asked that his age be taken into account and that he had admitted guilt. Arrests of Americans have become increasingly common in Russia in recent years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Grammy-winning singer and mother of the late Whitney Houston, Sissy Houston, has passed away at the age of 91. Houston was a soul and gospel artist who started her career as a backup singer for Elvis, Aretha Franklin, and Dionne Warwick. More details at srnnews.com.